Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to another podcast episode. We are on literally the episode before the last episode. Like, I cannot believe it. This is crazy. I can't imagine. It's crazy. I feel like this season has gone by super quick. And it's like, I don't want it to stop, but your girl needs some rest. Your girl needs a little break. But I just can't believe it. And I can't believe we're almost there to Christmas. Like, we're almost there. It's literally, what, a week away? Actually, probably less than a week. A little bit less than a week. And I cannot believe it, but I am so excited. It's like, I kind of wanted to hurry up and get there because I'm ready to give everyone their gifts. But at the same time, I'm like, slow it down a bit, because the year, it's going by, slow it down just a smidge. But still, I'm excited and I can't wait. I can wait for my season finale episode, but I cannot wait for Christmas. So it's like, it's just a toss up. But anyways, how are you guys doing? I hope you're doing well. I hope your weekend has been going good. I hope your week is starting off pretty well. Maybe you're getting in a little bit of self-care Sunday today. Hopefully so. And if not, try and get some of that in. It doesn't have to be super luxurious or like a 12-step face routine or something. Literally just chill back and relax a little bit and enjoy your Sunday. Maybe do that while you're listening to this episode. Maybe you're listening to this at night or something. Whenever, but you know, chill back and relax and just enjoy. But you know, you guys, I have been thinking about something a few days ago, actually maybe almost a week ago, I don't know, but I had this thought, and well, more like a realization, and even then not even a realization, because it's something that I've always known. But you know, when there's something you've always known, or you've always had in your mind, but then like a situation kind of brought it more to the forefront. Yeah, I feel like the pandemic has brought this thought more to the forefront, simply because I'm spending a lot of time at home. I know a lot of people have already been going out. They've been out since last year, since they were able to last year. But I know especially this year, a lot of people have been going pretty much back to normal. Even though things aren't necessarily normal, they've been going and doing things as normal as they can, as close as they can before the pandemic, and they've been going out and doing whatever. And I'm not that person. I have been inside of the house mostly, which I hate so much. Like, I'm very introverted. However, I miss hanging with my friends. I really do. I miss hanging with my friends so much. But I've had a lot of indoor time, a lot of inside time, and it's made me think about or realize even more how much I just like to be alone. Like, and not even just be alone, but I like to hang out with people when I want to hang out with people. I like my peace. I like my space and I like my peace. I like my quiet when I want my quiet, and not like super quiet though, maybe TV or music or something, because I just feel like it's a little bit too eerie when it's just dead silent. Like, even when it's dead silent in my house, I live with my grandparents, and even when it's like dead silent in the house, because I don't know, maybe like people are sleeping or something, I don't know, and I'm doing my own thing or whatever, like when it's dead silent, it's a little eerie to me. I'm like, where's everybody at? But I don't like a lot of super loud noise either, unless I'm like, you know, having people over, it's a party or something. But again, that goes back to, I like my peace when, you know, I'm by myself, but like I want to hang out with people when I want to hang out with people. And I feel like a lot of people are that way. So that made me think about how people need to protect their peace. And that doesn't just have to come to like, you know, quietness or anything like that, but also just protect your peace all around. Sometimes there are situations or there are people who like to come into your space. They like to intrude. They like to mess up the peace that you have, like in your own space outside, like in a house or whatever. And also internally, you could be peaceful internally. You could be okay with yourself. You could be okay with things. Things could be going pretty good, but there's people who see that and they want to intrude in that space. They want to come into that space. They want to disturb it. And it's important to protect your peace at all times. We tend to sometimes let people in, maybe if it could be because of the goodness of our hearts. Maybe we just don't see what kind of person we're letting in. It could be, maybe even we could have a little, you know, partner, you know, and we let them in and we don't realize what we're doing. I'm pretty sure some people have had situations like that. Maybe they've had little one night stands or whatever. If you're grown, you're grown, whatever. And you don't realize that the one night stand ends up being something else and now your peace is disturbed. Like, there's so many different instances where our peace is just almost taken away, in a sense. I kind of want to say our peace is just almost taken away because it's not the same like it was. It's not, we feel a disturbance in our soul. It's like when you live by yourself and then someone asks if they can stay over for a little bit, and out of the kindness of your heart, you let them, but now they're disturbing your space. There's things all over the floor. There is just stuff out of place. You put things in one area and now it's in another area. And it's like, it could be something so small, but it's how you like it. It's your space. It's how you like it. You have it where you want it. And even though it's something so small, because that's disturbed, it makes you lose it. Now you're snapping out of it. Now you're going crazy. And it's like the space that you live in, as in your home, is disturbed. And now, not only is that space disturbed, now internally you don't have that calmness that you used to have. Now you have something shaking you, something rattling you, something annoying you and bothering you. And now your peace on both spectrums, in your home and also internally, now they're both disturbed, and that's just one big ball of mess that no one wants to be in or deal with. And that's why I say it's important to move carefully. I kind of hate saying move carefully. I'm not sure why, but I don't know. I guess it's like, it reminds me when people say move in silence, which, yes, move in silence. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's so cliche to say now, but it's true though. You have to move carefully. You have to be careful who you let in your life. You have to be careful who you let in your home. I mean, especially your home. You have to be careful who you let in your home internally, because your body is your home as well, just as the one you live in. So you have to be careful who you let inside of that space. You can't just let anybody in. Like, if you just let anybody in, then Lord knows what's gonna happen, because there are people out here who only want the worst in you, but on the outside it looks like they want the best, but really behind the mask they just want the worst in you. All they needed was a chance to get in there, and if you get them in there, they're going to pull out the worst in you, and you're gonna wonder why you've been feeling this way when everything has been so peaceful. When you've been peaceful with yourself, you've come to terms with things that you didn't even think you would come to terms with, and now everything is shaken, rattled, and rolled around, and you're wondering why, what's going on, and you're thinking it's you. It's not you, it's who you let in recently. Look at who you've let into your space. Look at who you've been hanging around with. Look at who you've let inside. Who do you tell your secrets to? Who you've been talking to? Who you've been hanging out with? Look at that, and then make a comparison. Look at the time frame. See when you added them into your life and when you start feeling this way. Or if you've known someone for a long time, like, look at how things have been going with them lately, and then, you know, look at when you started feeling this way. It's not just people who you just let in. Sometimes it's also people who you know for a long time, because anybody can change. Anybody can change, like, at the snap of a finger. And it sucks to say, but it's true. You never really know someone. Even if you know someone, you know them in that moment moment, but people change. If they change, suddenly it's like you don't know them anymore. And sometimes that's a good thing and that's a bad thing, because now if it's a good thing, you know, you're getting to know someone new, you're getting to know a new and improved, better person. But if it's a bad thing, then you're getting to know someone you probably don't even want to know or even want to keep in your life or in your space. And frankly, probably someone you might even end up stop talking to, because that's just not the type of thing you need around you in your life. And of course, that's not what you need when you're trying to keep your peace, because that could be someone who's going to ultimately destroy your peace that you've formed and taken the time to form, to create, and to keep. And what about certain situations? It's important to keep yourself out of some situations, because those situations could disturb your peace. Sometimes we find ourselves at the right place, but the very wrong time. Like maybe we meant to be here, but we're not meant to be here at this time. There's also some situations where people end up putting us into those situations and it's all bad. Like somehow, some way, you end up in a situation that you're not supposed to end up in. And there are people who are like that. Like they don't know how, but somehow they're pulled into a situation that they're not supposed to be in. And it's terrible when it happens. It's awful. But if you can stay out of a situation where your peace is disturbed, or you know your peace is going to be disturbed, stay clear, stay away. Sometimes we have to assess, because you have to think about it. There may be places you want to go or people you want to hang with, and then you have to think about it for a second. Like, okay, I really want to be here, but let me take a moment. Is this going to disturb my peace? Is there a possibility that something could go off or go wrong or whatever, and my peace is disturbed, or there's something disturbed, or there's an issue, and now I'm not feeling the way I was feeling before I came here? If that's a possibility, don't do it. Abort mission, don't do it. Steer clear, stay away, don't do it. Even if you really want to be there, don't, because at the end of the day, your peace is not worth it. There'll be another event, hopefully a more peaceful one, without drama or whatever the issue would be. There will be other events, there will be other situations, there will be other times you can just hang out and do whatever, but your peace is vital. If you don't have the peace within or the peace around you, it's just not worth it. Your peace isn't worth it. You need to protect your peace at all costs. Your peace is not worth getting into those situations and having drama and he said, she said, or whatever the possibilities could be. It's just, it's not worth it. It's really not worth it. If one thing you haven't learned during this whole pandemic era, it's just that life is very short. Things can happen at the drop of a dime. And honestly, you just need to keep your peace as much as possible, because life is just too short to be having all this drama. Life is too short to not be in a peaceful state, to not enjoy life as much as possible. Life is too short. It's way, way too short. So that is all for today, you guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and remember to protect your peace at all costs. Again, I can't believe that next week is the last episode of the season. Thank you guys so much for sticking around. Thank you for listening. Thank you for just supporting me. And I'm glad that I've been able to provide you guys with such great episodes that help motivate, and just something to even just get through your day, or just something to play in the background. Even if my episodes are something to just play in the background while you do whatever, that is fine with me, because you know we all need a little chill background sound while we get work done or whatever. But thank you guys again. Have a happy Sunday, and I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPD Podcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.